This is the sign of the times because as the year gets closer to an end, the rumor mill grows exponentially, which is why we only do rumors for the last month to 3 months. But all right, so... Hello, Nerdy Legion. We have another episode for you. So today's episode is super duper rumor heavy, but that's kind of to be expected. We are getting towards the end of the year, which means rumor episodes will abound, so much so that we are going to be stopping the rest of the stuff round about Thanksgiving-ish. So all of that being said, I really appreciate you nerds joining me. We have a good deal to talk about, so let's get into the housekeeping, shall we? Housekeeping, you want pillow? All right, let's get into this. So today's episode, housekeeping, doing the push once again, continuing with the push for as long as it takes for us to meet our goal, that goal being... We're trying to get over 1,000 followers or subscribers to at least 2, if not 3, different social media outlets, because some places count YouTube as social media and some places don't. So we're trying to get the YouTube that high, obviously, but we're also trying to get other socials that high as well so that we can get better interviews and do much more of the cool things, because we will be taken more seriously if there's more of you nerds around to hear what is going on. So, that being said, if you have not taken the time already, find me on the social medias. Generally Nerdy is going to be the name, some variation thereof. Twitter is generally underscore nerdy, whereas everything else I'm pretty sure is all one word. Except for the Twitch, which might actually be going a different direction for streaming than Twitch, but that won't be official until January. We're still doing the research and figuring out where we should go if we do go off of Twitch. So, all of that being said, thank you very much, nerds, for joining me for another episode. We are going to get to shoutouts in just a moment, but we still have some other housekeeping to take care of in the meantime. That other housekeeping is Denver Comic Con, now considered Fan Expo Denver. Just happened this past weekend, so be on the lookout for another How to Comic-Con episode, because I did go for a day, so that, you know, kind of changed the dynamics of the video. I was trying to get a couple of things done. I haven't even started the edit on that yet, so I don't know how successful I was on getting those couple of things done. So either way, there is going to be something from Denver Comic-Con on the channel in the following week or so. All of that being said, all right, we're into the shout-outs. So this honestly is a little bit more diverse than the previous weeks. We have been quite significantly TikTok heavy. This week, not so much, but we do still have a few new follows. I did figure out a way to check Facebook follows. So if you have not yet checked that out, then you can go do that. I do share a little bit more on the Facebook page. There is a Facebook group as well. Generally Nerdy, the group. So go follow, go join, do all of the things. So we're going to start there. These are all going to be Indian names. I don't know why. I swear to God, I'm not buying subscribers or followers or whatever. But we do have Facebook to cover. First is John Yuri Junio, Jeremy Wood, Shivan Singh, Rajputi Giet, Pintu Jatavi, Piantu Jatavi, Chinta Mani, and Pulak Das, all follow on the Facebook. Welcome, nerds. Thank you very, very much. We are next going to check out the Twitter. We have a couple of interesting follows over on Twitter. We have hashtag Team C's. I don't know why they put a hashtag in their name, but they did. So I don't know how you're going to, whatever, at them. And then we have Sharonda. Thank you very much, nerds, for following me there. We do have one new TikTok follower, and that new TikTok is PurityMike36. And then over on Instagram, we're looking at Landfill10, Alistair Kozuch, I'm sorry if I mispronounced your name, I'm sure I did, and SalPuma413, all new nerds following on the social medias. Thank you very much, nerds, for the follow. That is what we have for the shoutouts and housekeeping. Let's jump into the news. Let's talk TV streaming. So we have one follow-up, and that has to do with the Primal animated series, Primal Season 2. We just got one step closer. Genndy Tartakovsky has made it known that they have finished the storyboarding phase. They are well into work on the actual animation for the episodes. So very soon, we should be seeing Season 2 of Primal. But it is probably going to take a little bit longer than maybe we are hoping, because he is also still overseeing his other project, that other project being Unicorn Warriors Eternal. That project is still, I believe, in the storyboarding phase, so we are still early-ish in the production on that one. All that being said, we can't wait to get our hands on more of that Genndy Tartakovsky, because he is fantastic, and Samurai Jack kind of proves that beyond all doubt. So, that's what we've got for follow-ups. Let's move right into news. Actually, we don't have any proper news. We only have a couple of trailers to talk about. So the first trailer is obviously not He-Man. It's Masters of the Universe Revelation. They specifically left He-Man's name off of the title of this series. This part two, the official trailer for part two, has launched. This looks like they could be... This might be why Kevin Smith said the things that he said, assuming that they're not lying too much in the trailer, because it is a trailer's job to lie to us, to get us to go sit down and watch a thing. And the last trailer kind of pissed us off a little bit, I'm not gonna lie. This trailer shows a little bit more promise, but also has the potential of only showing us content from the first two episodes or so, and then after those two episodes, they might as well kill off Adam again and continue on with the Teela story, because, yeah, sorceress and blah, 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 blah. So, very trepidatiously, kind of anticipating this second half of the season. If things go south quickly, then I probably won't be finishing it, but I'm gonna pass this off to you nerds. What do you think about the trailer? Are you still hopeful, or were you burned a little too hard with part one of this new Masters of the Universe series? Let's talk about that on the socials or in the comments or whatever. So, moving right along, next we are talking about the trailer for The Book of Boba Fett. This one is doing its job and doing it well, doing it and doing it and doing it well. So, Book of Boba Fett, I've watched the trailer a number of times at this point and super stoked. I've seen all of the breakdowns that you've probably watched about it too. If you haven't seen the trailer, you can find the link down in the show notes, but man, I just don't understand how there is such a separation from the current state of the Star Wars movies and the current state of the Star Wars canon serialized entertainment. So the animated series, and the live action series is just... it's like they're not even the same thing. it's just blowing my mind a little bit. Anyway, definitely worth a look. Go watch it. Go watch the series when it launches December 29th. All of that being said, that's what we have for TV streaming. All right, next section is movies. We do have another follow-up. Today is the episode of follow-ups, apparently, but we do have another follow-up in the movie section. It is Hocus Pocus 2 has announced the remaining cast. They all have some sort of noteworthiness, but the big one in here is Doug Jones. So there is a couple of interesting things going on with the announcement that Doug Jones is going to be in this movie. I have not seen character listings for who the new cast members are supposed to be playing. So if you know, then you know that Doug Jones was the one that played Billy, Billy Butcherson. He played Billy Butcherson in the first movie. Billy Butcherson was the boyfriend of the lead sister, and hilarity ensued. So the fact that they're announcing that Doug Jones is in this movie has a lot of people rightfully thinking that we're going to be seeing another cameo from the likes of Billy Butcherson. But the fact that they haven't announced the character that he's playing has me thinking there is that possibility that he's going to be playing some other monster character, because Doug Jones notoriously usually plays really awesome character. He was the fish man in, honestly, he was the fish man in the fish bonin movie. I can't remember the name of it. I apologize. He was also the fish man in the first and in the original two Hellboy movies from Guillermo del Toro. He's Saru on Star Trek Discovery. Doug Jones is everywhere. Doug Jones is fantastic. He and Guillermo del Toro work all the time. He was also the Slender Man with the eyeballs in his hands for the Pan's Labyrinth. So yeah, Doug Jones is all over the place. Always plays usually plays really awesome monsters. So the fact that they're not saying what character he's playing has me thinking, maybe we're going to see some monsters in this movie. That could be awesome. But we don't know, so we're going to move on. Our first piece of trailer news, we finally got the first trailer for Morbius. And it's been dissected ad nauseum at this point already, even though it just dropped this morning as I am filming this. It is worth a watch. It's definitely, and it should be noted too, if you saw the quote-unquote leaked version of this trailer, the actual released version of this trailer looks like it is like the final draft, whereas the leaked version looked like it was a rough draft, because there are definitely some different things that they show you in the final version that were not in the leaked, quote-unquote, leaked version. So if you did see that leaked version on Twitter or whatever platform you might have caught it on, then you should still go check this one out, because there is more to it than what you saw there. That being said, our other trailer for this episode is they finally launched the Uncharted trailer as well. Apparently this came out last week and I just missed it for last week's episode, so you've probably already seen it. If you haven't, it's worth a watch. I like Tom Holland as an action star. I think he is great as an action movie star. He does the thing very well, and I can't wait for the rest of this kid's career. Anyway, go watch the Uncharted trailer. It is worth your time. Now let's get into actual news. Our first one is a new animated movie has been announced for the Garfield franchise. This time, sadly, Bill Murray will not be voicing the titular orange cat. Instead, they have enlisted Chris Pratt to be the voice of Garfield. Very strange. Chris Pratt is going from Mario to Garfield, and we still have these original voice actors. Why are we putting giant faces behind these voices? It's just gonna sound like I love Chris Pratt. I said this when we talked about the Mario movie. I love Chris Pratt. I think he's great. I think he's a decent actor, but I just, as a general statement, I think he's a pretty cool guy from what I can gauge from his public persona, from the way he presents and conducts himself around others. I think Chris Pratt is good, but there's a whole like subculture of acting that is specifically voice actors. Why are we ignoring them? The IP is what people are going to see. This has been stated on any number of other YouTube channels, or anywhere really that produces content in the same fashion. Arnold Schwarzenegger, or maybe it was Sylvester Stallone, one of those two guys, said a few years back that you're no longer going to the movie to see the star of the movie. You're going to the movie, and Anthony Mackie said it again a couple years ago at Comic-Con, you're going to the movie to see the IP. The star is kind of irrelevant. I mean, obviously, if they're a horrible actor, then that's relevant, but if you're going to see Falcon, the Anthony Mackie play the Falcon, then you're part of the very small minority. If you're going to see the Falcon, who happens to be played by Anthony Mackie, then that's kind of the majority of people. So the idea behind these studios getting these big faces to do a voice is counterproductive. This just feels like bad business to me, because you have, like I said, you have all of these voice actors. The original Garfield animated series, the voice actor for that show that played Garfield is still alive and still working. So why are we not bringing him in? We've had this same discussion before when Mario came out, so I will leave it there. But it's good on Chris Pratt, I guess, but still, I wish it was somebody else. All right, so our next piece of news. We shall flow a river forth to thee, for thee, my lord, for thee, and teeming with souls shall it ever be. I can't remember the rest of it, but if you know the rest of that that little prayer that then ends in nomine patri et fili et spiritu sancti, blam blam, then you are pretty excited about this next piece of news, because Boondock Saints is getting a third movie. All right, so original director and producer and writer Troy Duffy and Sean Patrick Flannery and Norman Reedus are all returning. So Troy Duffy, the original director, writer, producer of the first movie and the second movie, is coming back. He is co-writing this script with Sean Patrick Flannery, which is an interesting choice. Sean Patrick Flannery is not a bad actor. As a writer, though, I'm very interested to see where that one goes. So they're actually early on the pre-production right now, and they're going to be rolling into actual production come May of 2022, when Sean Patrick Flannery is done with his work on The Boys series and Norman Reedus has finished up The Walking Dead. That's when they're going in to do Boondock Saints 3. I'm honestly pretty freaking stoked. Yeah, let's move on. And now we enter the rumor mill section. This is the sign of the times, because as the year gets closer to an end, the rumor mill grows exponentially, which is why we only do rumors for the last month to 3 months. But all right, so we have a pretty full rumor mill. We actually have a number of rumors that are all going to be broken into different likelihoods, because I feel like a lot of this stuff is being reported that where people are joining rumors together, like rumors together. So to start things off here, we're talking about MODOK. MODOK recently has been rumored to be a number of things. The first of which is being played by Jim Carrey. MODOK reportedly is going to be played by Jim Carrey, is also going to first appear in the She-Hulk series, and then after that will be appearing in Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. So we have to break this one into three different likelihoods, because these are three different, pretty vastly different things. So first, MODOK being played by Jim Carrey. We do know Jim Carrey has signed a contract recently with Marvel. I mean, I guess that's technically rumor based on rumor, because we haven't been able to confirm that that is actually what happened. But there's so many people talking about it, I would be very surprised if that wasn't the case. But that does limit how high we can go with that rumor. So 40% likely that Jim Carrey is going to be playing MODOK. I feel like that's a very strange casting for him, but at this point in Carrey's career, strange is really all he gets. So I don't know. Our next percentage that we're giving this is for the appearance in the She-Hulk series. MODOK, not being a huge reader of either MODOK or She-Hulk, I can't say why this is a rumor, because they seem pretty disparate to me. Those two IPs in the Marvel Universe are very separate as far as I can remember from any of my comic book readings. So that seems super unlikely, especially considering, like, we have the MODOK animated series, so maybe people are slightly more familiar with that character these days, but still, She-Hulk just sounds off. We're gonna give that one a 25% likelihood. And then the last portion of this rumor, or the last rumor dealing with MODOK, I guess is more appropriate, is that he's going to be appearing. It does not say to what extent, so that kind of lends well for this rumor, but he's going to be appearing in the new Quantumania movie with Ant-Man and the Wasp. So because it does not say he's going to play any sort of specific role in the telling of the story in Quantumania, that, again, lends me to think, well, there is a possibility we could just get a cameo of MODOK. We could see MODOK in a post-credit stinger. Something along those lines really is kind of anything is possible with those things. So that definitely lends well to this rumor. So we're putting this one at 65% likelihood. Our next rumor is actually just a singular rumor, kind of. We will touch on the subject of this rumor again in this section. But Nova has a rumor very specifically about it, and that is that John Boyega is going to be playing Nova in the still rumored Nova movie. So because this is rumor based on rumor, we can only give this so high. Though I am going to adjust that expectation ever so slightly because of a number of things. First of all, social climate in which we live. Second of all, Disney probably wants to make up to John Boyega for the way they treated him with the whole China issue with Star Wars. So we're going to bump this one, even though we shouldn't, we're going to bump this one up to 60% instead of 50% because we kind of have to take those extra things into consideration, and it does make it that much more likely to be true. So then we're moving in to Marvel 2023. So 2023, according to an industry quote-unquote insider, is going to be a pretty big year for Marvel. Big because we have a number of huge movies going into production, again, according to this rumor. Those movies are Thunderbolts, Fantastic Four, Nova, Okoye, and Shang-Chi 2. So, Thunderbolts, we're going to break these down individually to those IPs will each get their percentage of likelihood. Thunderbolts is rumor based on rumor. We don't know that a Thunderbolts movie is going to happen. There's a bunch of rumors that say it's going to happen, but we have no verification of that, so we can only go so high. Then we still have 23 is only a year and a half away, not even a year and a half away. So we have a full slate until then. So that seems a little early if we do get a Thunderbolts movie. All of that is very much working against this rumor. We're looking at probably about a 20% likelihood that Thunderbolts will go into production in 2023. The next movie being Fantastic Four. Fantastic Four, we know, is coming. It's kind of already been slated and moved and then taken off and put back and so on and so forth. So 2023, I think that's a reasonable time, though now we're getting into the quality of the source. The source is not the best source I've ever used, so about a 50% likelihood that we will be getting Fantastic Four going into production in 2023. Next is Nova. Nova, for multiple reasons, rumor based on rumor and so on and so forth, we're looking at a 30% likelihood that Nova is going to be going into production. And then our final movie is Shang-Chi 2. This one, they're probably in pre-production for Shang-Chi 2 already. So yeah, that makes a bit more sense. We're going 70% likelihood that that will be into production for 2023. Our next rumor is a follow-up rumor that has to do with the WB Multiverses video game. I don't think I actually dropped the potential name for the game last time we talked about this because I was just chomping at the bit to shoot down the Netherrealm angle of this. So if I remember correctly, we gave the likelihood that Warner Brothers is going to be creating a Smash Brothers-like game with their IPs. About a 70% likelihood, because that seems pretty freaking likely. Well, now we have this. For those that don't know, or that are they're listening and not watching, right now on the screen, there is a screenshot, it would seem, from such a game. So that increases the probability of this ever so slightly, because it was already pretty high. Though you must take note that this art style does not resemble anything Netherrealm has ever done. So this is not a Netherrealm game. So I was right with that part of it. Also, for those of you that can't see it, if you want to go look on the YouTube, then you'll see it. But in in this screenshot, it appears to be a character select screen. And on that character select screen, we have the following characters: Steven Universe, Batman, Harley Quinn, Finn from Adventure Time, Jake from Adventure Time, Shaggy, Superman, Wonder Woman, Gandalf the Grey, and Rick Sanchez, Bugs Bunny, Tom and Jerry, and then some sort of original character on there as well. So kind of looks like the art style from the newest Space Jam movie a little bit. There's still a possibility it could be fake, but either way, that's where we're sitting. We're going to bump up from 70 to 75% likelihood that we will be seeing a WB Multiverses fighting style video game. Our next rumor is one that I find rather interesting, and I actually kind of hope that it actually comes true. That is Darth Maul is, there's a new rumor about Darth Maul, and he is going to be getting his own Disney Plus series again in this rumor, but this time it's a little bit different. What with all of the questionable things that happened with Ray Park about a year and a half, 2 years ago, on his social medias, whether or not they were on purpose or by accident or he got hacked or whatever, kind of irrelevant. It's not good for the optics. So, according to this rumor, because of that, they are changing the plan from doing a live-action Darth Maul series that potentially could have been a sequel to Solo. Now they're going to be doing an animated series that is going to be a prequel to Solo. So, there is a comic book series currently happening that they could draw very heavily from. There is the deep lore dealing with this character. This is a great idea. This is not a great source, so we can't give it too high. Honestly, 50% is as high as I can justify, even though I want it to be much more likely. That's where we're sitting with Darth Maul, the animated series. Next, we have another revisited rumor. This time, it is the Donkey Kong rumor. Remember, Mario is getting his own movie from Illumination Studios very soon, 2022. And then following that, we got plenty of rumors that dealt with other Nintendo characters getting their own movies. And the last rumor that we talked about here was that Donkey Kong was going to be getting his own movie, but it was not going to be starring Seth Rogen, and it was not going to be produced by Illumination Studios, the same studio that brought you Minions and so on and so forth. So this new rumor has kind of a similar vibe, but it does say that it will be an Illumination Studios movie, and Seth Rogen will also be the voice of the character, which that makes more sense to me. There is more reason to believe a rumor like this, especially when you consider the fact that they also cast Cranky Kong for the Mario movie, and I believe there are a couple of other Donkey Kong potential crossover characters in that cast as well. So you're not really starting a new thing from scratch. This is going on something that Nintendo's kind of already banking on. So if Mario does well, Donkey Kong will have to do well as well, because some of the most beloved IPs in the world between those two characters. So likelihood that this is a thing, I'm taking this one all the way up to 75%. There's very little wiggle room for this to not happen at this point. Our final set of rumors have to do with Moon Knight. So Moon Knight, the first rumor is that Ethan Hawke, whose character we do not know yet, because they're keeping it under tight wrap, it's rumored that he is going to be playing Dracula for the show. And then we also have a rumor that Blade is going to be making some sort of appearance in the show as well. Well, if Dracula is in there, then it only stands to reason that Blade would be there. But I don't think these two rumors are necessarily connected. We do know that Blade is a character that does make appearances in the Moon Knight comics, so that definitely stands to reason. Mahershala Ali is going to be awesome as Blade, so that stands to reason. I think we're going to be putting the Blade side of this at about 60% likelihood, just because it's kind of a weak source. And then also the Ethan Hawke side of this, there's really nothing for or against that. We do know Ethan Hawke is going to be in it. We do know that they're keeping his role under tight seal, so about 50% likelihood that he's going to be playing Dracula. I feel like there are better choices to put as the main villain for the Moon Knight series. If they want to go with Dracula, I can see how that would work too, and that would honestly make other things work better. So again, no real reason for or against that one. That, though, is the end of the Rumor Mill Nerds, so thank you very much for sticking around for the Rumor Mill. And that does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For a more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, jump over to nerdylegion.com, check out the other podcasts we offer on the subject, and subscribe to all of the ones that you love, especially if you love them as much as me, because I'm pretty awesome. I don't know. Sorry. Thank you very much for putting up with me, nerds. I appreciate your faces. If you are looking to get in deeper to the pop culture nerd news, you can join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thank you once again for joining me. We will see you next time.